burnt, and it became a little bit hard, but it's not completely like coals yet. And Rashi says, Koshin sheniskasha machmesesh. It became hard because of the fire. The fire burnt it completely, but it's not completely like coals yet. It's not considered like Eitzim Yiveshim yet. I mean, it's not like Pchomim, Eitzim Yiveshim Heim Mitechem. It's like wood. So, here there's a chilek that if the meat was burnt well, just not like coals, so if it comes off before Chatzais, you're still supposed to put it back again. But if it comes off after Chatzais, then you're finished with the mitzvah. So Mora says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this? That the Chatzais is Tolin Chatzais Laila. So Mora says, Omer Rav, Kosov Echrev, one Pasik says, Kol HaLaila V'Hikter. You're supposed to burn it the whole night. Mashmah, the whole night it should be Al Moita. Until the Boiker. The Kosov Echrev, one Pasik says, Called Halayla Veherim, the whole night, and Veherim. Veherim is Mashma, after it's finished burning, you clean it off, you take off the ashes. So Mashma is supposed to be finished burning before the end of the night. Because by the night time, it says Veherim is Hadeshen. And it goes on Kol Halayla also. So Mashma, the whole night is a Zaman to clean up the Mizbeach. So Mashma should be burnt before the before Chatzos. So what's going on here? So Mora says, the Pshat is Chalkeyu. The Pesukim can come to teach us, divide the night in half. As if to say, Chetiv Le'Aktaro, the first half is the Mitzvah Aktaro, it should still be burning, the Aborim should be burning the first half of the night until Chatzais, and the Chetiv Le'Aroma, and the second part of the night after Chatzais, then already starts the Mitzvah Aroma, Trumas Hadeshen, that now what's burnt is burnt already, there's no more Mitzvah to burn it anymore, and now if you want, you can clean out the ashes. So the kids, because of these two Pesukim, we come out with the side of Chalkeyu, half the night is for Aktaro, and half the night is for Aroma, for cleaning the ashes. Mostly, Rav Khan, Rav Khan asked the question, is it true? This Namash Tolin Chatzais Midiraisa, if so, we have Aloha, the Gemara in Yuma that says, Bolchol Yoin, every day of the year, a normal day, Terim Esam Mizveach, Mikreis HaGever. You know when they used to clean out the Mizveach, make the Trumas Hadeshen? A little bit before daybreak, a little bit before Olas HaShachar. That's called Mikrus HaGever, like when the man to wake up the other Kanim used to start waking them up. When the Gever, the man, used to start screaming. So, Oy Samach Lo'im Lufonu, Oy Mi'akrev, it could be either a little bit before this time, or a little bit after this time. Every day, that's when they made the Trumas Hadeshen, that's when they started to clean out the Mizbeach. Mashma, the boss was burning until then. What about the Yom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur? Yom HaKippurim, V'Chatzais. He used to stop burning it at Chatzais HaLayla, and that's when the Kayanim, that's when he would make the Trumas Hadeshen. For Golem, what about on the Yom Tov, when all clients will come to bring the Kabonis? The Ashmaros HaRishayna, at the end of the first third of the night, by the first Mishma of the night, that's the time to make the Trumas Hadeshen. So you see, if you want, you can do it even before Chatzais, by the Golem. The question is, if you can tell me to think that Mechatzais Diraisa, that because of these two Pesukim, it's Mamish Midiraisa, that up until Chatzais should be burning, and after Chatzais is the Zman to make the Aroma, if so, Heichimak Minon, or Heichimak Rinon, how could we on Regolim do it so early, make the Aroma at the end of the first third of the night, and how come a regular day we do it so late, by the end of the night, near the Kurus HaGever? How could it be Midiraisa Chatzais? So Marin says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan says, Mimashma Shinema, since the Pesuk says, Kol HaLailom, that Kol HaLailom the Hikter, should burn it all night, any day, don't I know, Shad HaBoika, that all the night time means until the morning. If so, Ma Tam Aloy Ma HaBoika, how can the Pesuk says here, Kol HaLailom Ad HaBoika, what's the extra words? The Pesuk says, Victor Alamoito Alamazbeh Kolalaila Ad Boiker. So come teach us, Tain Boiker Lipkara Shalaila. Make it a little bit earlier than the end of the night. Even though the Pesuk says Kolalaila does not really mean Kolalaila. It just means it's up to us to make it end a little bit earlier than the end of the night. So as Rashi says, the real Boiker of the Laila is Olas HaShachar. That's the end of the night. So here's the Pesuk is saying, Boiker Racha means Tain Loi. Hainu Ashkom a little bit earlier than Olas HaShachar, but the Pesuk does not say really how much. So as she says, V'chivin Dein Zman L'Dov, there's no real Zman as long as the harom is done before the end of the night, before Alas Shachar, El Shel Ashkomo, therefore it's a svara kol fi atzarech hashor that yesh b'chol atzus hilka koyam because together, or else before afterwards. So therefore it's a svara that it should not be done mamish the whole night. There is harom before, but how much before, that's up to us. So Mar says therefore hilka koyam because together sagi. A regular day, it's enough to clean off the mizbeach before Alas Hashachar by the Kruas Hagev when he starts to wake up to Kohanim. B'yom Kippurim, Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol. We don't want him to do too much work by daytime; he'll be too weak. So we want him to do the work of Trumas Hadeshen earlier. Therefore, Mechatzais, Achatzais Alali starts doing it. B'regolim by Yom Tovim, Tinefisha Kabonis. There's a lot of Kabonis. The Kadmi Yosi Yisrael, that a lot of Klai Yisrael comes to bring Kabonis. Now the Regolim. Therefore, that they start clean off the mizbeach at the end of the first night, the first mishmer of the night. And Kiriktoni Seifa, like we learned in the Seifa, that Lohoisa Kriyas Hageva Magas on Regolim, on Yom Tovim, it did not come in the morning, the time that the Kohen used to wake up the other Kohanim, Choyis Azor Malayim Yisrael, that O Azor, O Beis Midish, was full of Yisrael coming to be ready to bring their kabbonis. Therefore, since Yom Tov was very a lot of business, a lot of kabbonis, he used to make sure to try and make that Roma as early as possible. Now, it will not like this. What's going to be Pirshu Kaidim Chatzais? Let's say the Bosa came off before Chatzais. And Verzirunachat Chatzais, but you put it back on top of the Mizbeach after Chatzais. So what's the locha? Does Chatzais, is it called Mekayim Mitzvos or not? Maybe only the Mishnah means if it's on the Mizbeach b'Chatzais. That's called Mekayim Mitzvos. There's no need to put it back. But here that it came up before Chatzais and it was not put back on again for Chatzais, maybe it's not called Nas Mitzvos yet. So the Machoikis, Rabbi says, Chatzais Shein Yechlos, and Echnam, you have to leave it on there until the next night. The next Chatzais, that's what makes it Ichul.